Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama's Africa trip continues in Ethiopia. Mr. Obama is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Ethiopian leaders and convene a meeting of East African heads of state to discuss the South Sudan conflict. He'll also visit the African Union headquarters before returning to Washington Tuesday. Mr. Obama spent the past 2 days in his father's homeland of Kenya, where he was hailed as a native son. In his speech before departing Sunday, Mr. Obama said Kenya is at a crossroads filled with peril, but also with enormous promise.
I want to say, particularly to the young people here today, Kenya is on the move. Africa is on the move. You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world.
President Obama urged Kenya to increase efforts to root out official corruption and to pay special attention to gender equality. At least 9 people were killed and 20 wounded in Somalia's capital Sunday when a car bomb exploded outside the Jazeera Hotel that hosts several foreign embassies. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast that also heavily damaged a hotel near Mogadishu International Airport. An explosion set off by a female suicide bomber killed at least 14 people at the entrance to a market in the northeastern Nigerian town of Damaturo, the capital of Yobe State. There's been no claim of responsibility. Late Saturday, a young female suicide bomber detonated explosives in the northern Cameroonian regional capital of Maroua inside a popular bar. At least 20 people were killed and dozens of others were wounded. This is VOA News.